On 6EBA World Radio today, we speak with Ron Goldschlager, who has written a book, The Mystery of You, together with Jerusalem-based Rabbi Aidan Steinsaltz. The book explores many of life's big questions that face all people today, such as living a spiritual life in a world of commercialism and increasing violence. Ron is a wealthy businessman, the managing director of the Hermel Mortem Group, and a Melbourne philanthropist. He has spent the last 10 years of his life on a personal and spiritual quest, which led to his relationship with one of the world's leading philosophers and Jewish rabbis, Rabbi Steinsaltz, who has himself written over 60 books and spends most of his life touring the world teaching. Ron tells us a little about himself.
I'm 60 years old now. I have my wife and I, Dina, we have four children, beautiful children, married. They're all educated here, tertiary educated in Australia. And at this stage, we have 10 grandchildren. So we feel very, very blessed. And my role, I run the group of companies, and I grow, I develop our people. I work very closely with my people. And it's a particularly Jewish thing, but I would say it's important in every country that business people care about the community and care about other people, particularly less fortunate people. So philanthropy is very large for us, and we support a lot of charities.
Well, Ron, why did you write this book?
That's a really good question, Daniel, because it's 12 years ago now. It was 10 years in the writing. I'm not a writer, as I mentioned. I'm just a person like everybody else who cares about the world and cares about people. I'd say what started me off was as I became more interested in Judaism, in my religion, which I was born, and also my scientific background, I saw apparent contradictions between religion and science, which everyone will talk about who thinks about these things. So today it's actually chapter 7 in the book. At the time is where I started with, and I started writing about these apparent contradictions between religion and science, and I wanted them both to have no contradictions. I wanted to resolve them and for them both to be correct. And I've written it together with a very, very famous author and writer. He's from Israel. He's a rabbi, which is a teacher. His name's Aidan Steinsaltz, and people can Google him. He's a super genius, an amazing man. And then we've got this beautiful art in the book from an artist, which we'll talk about later, Victor Meissner.
Yes.
Which describes a lot of the ideas. It's quite spiritual. The book today, it's in 7 chapters. The order it's edited is aging, belief and bureaucracy, continuity, behavior, water, life and numbers, happiness, and this science or religion, and religion or science, as I've called a chapter. I like to synthesize between materialism, nature, spirituality, a value system, rules and regulations, who makes the rules, what is right and wrong, all these kinds of issues, free choice. So I'm coming from a we could call it ageless wisdom, you could call it, like Jewish wisdom and Jewish ideas, which are new to a lot of people who are not Jewish. They're also new to a lot of people who are Jewish.
Tell us about the art in the book.
The art is really beautiful. Victor Meissner is an Australian artist, and very accomplished. He's had many exhibitions, and I saw some of his work, and I thought it'd be nice to have art in the book. It's very unusual, because it's unusual to have a business person from Melbourne together with a writer and a philosopher from Israel and an artist from Australia, a combination of these three individuals into one book, you know, because they say a picture's worth 1,000 words. So I approached Victor, and he wasn't sure. He was busy, so I left him the printouts of what I'd written, the book. And he read it, and he was very inspired by it. He enjoyed it, and then he started sketching and drawing, and we formed a great friendship, and he's made this most beautiful art. For me, really, it didn't become a book until towards the end. And at the very end, when we were already into editing and we were into proofreading and everything, all of a sudden, I wrote an article, which is my last article. It's called The Confrontation of the Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Hara is the evil inclination. People will call it the Satan or an evil force. And this is the age-old question, Daniel, between good and evil, which actually drives everybody, because we all make decisions according to what we feel is good or bad, correct?
Yes.
Although a lot of people feel that what's good is how they feel at the moment, what's good for them, or, you know?
Yes.
Short-term feelings. But the real question of good and bad. So I've ended up with it's actually a poem, which is quite a powerful poem, I've been told by people who read it, about the battle between good and evil, and how inside a person, in your own imagination, if you like, in your soul, inside a person, you can actually experience this confrontation for yourself, and it's very personal, and how you can overcome for yourself the evil forces. They're always there. They're always tempting you. It's always things happening to people, especially when you're down. But through this poem and what I've written, people will see, and I can share it with people, how you can visualize when you've got this force which is trying to mislead you and promise you things in the now which may feel good now, but there's no future to them, and it's actually bad for you and bad for other people, how you can deal with these things yourself. And I think that's something which is unusual in a book like this.
Tell us, Ron, how do you believe Jewish thinking is relevant to us today?
That's a really good question, Daniel. I found in my business life, when I travel a lot and I talk, and I mean, there's not that many Jewish people in the world. Most people don't know what being Jewish is. It's very misunderstood, and may I say, from a negative, because of some propagandas and anti-Semitism, which is historical, and there's a lot of misinformation. I mean, Judaism is a religion, and it's just people, a whole group, different people, and different people feel and believe their own way, but it's a religion. It's got rules and regulations. So I feel that, putting the religion aside for a moment, that in terms of the value system, in terms of a way of thinking, in terms of having answers and ideas for all problems, you know, including problems of the environment today, problems of society, Judaism, without people having to be Jewish, Judaism is for everybody in terms of the ideas to be shared, and has a lot to offer. We could call it ageless wisdom. They say history repeats itself, and it's true. Although we think we're so modern and time goes on, if you study history, you see the same kinds of patterns repeating in society, and it all comes down to a value system. There are certain fundamental rights and fundamental wrongs. People who are lucky and have a religion will know that these are absolutes. They come from God or from whoever is their religious leader. And people who don't believe anything or don't have a religion are more lost, because they have to make up their own rules and regulations as they go along. So I deal with this in the book too. I deal with, well, we have to have rules and regulations. Who makes the rules? And then if everybody makes their own rules, what kind of society have you got? Because you've got your rules, I've got my rules, but we can't live together. We have to be able to live together in harmony and have tolerance and respect and understanding for each other.
Who would you say should read this book? How will reading this book help our community?
I would like for as many people as possible to read it. It also makes a very nice gift, like for a coffee table book, because of the art, and hopefully to get ideas. And you know, if you have questions, a person who's got no questions, Daniel, is a very sad person, I have to say. A person has to have questions. And the more questions you've got, and the more you get on your own, a person gets on their own journey of discovery to try and answer those questions, the more life has meaning and the more questions they'll have. And that's how I started in writing. I had questions, and I went on an expedition, if you like, a journey of life to try and find answers to my questions. When I traveled to China, for example, and now I'm not saying everything is perfect in China, it's not, but in China, what I experienced overall, that you don't see vandalism, you don't see graffiti on walls, you know, you don't see defacement of public property. Now, occasionally something goes wrong. I travel in my city, which I love my city, in Melbourne, and there's violence on the streets, and you know, there's a lot of damage to things. I don't want to go on and on. Why? Because society doesn't have a value system, and unfortunately a lot of the younger people are getting lost, and they're getting involved in all sorts of immediate, like short-term things for the now, and they don't care about anybody else. If younger people are lucky to have an older generation there, that's already a big starting point, because you then have the relationship between the older generation and the younger one, and it's an education process. But there are a lot of younger people today who are very much on their own. So they really need to find good role models, and that's hard. You need to find people you can trust, and people where the example, you know, often it's the example which is more important than the word, because we have a lot of bad examples. And that's the problem in society today.
How do we get the book?
We have a website, www.mysteryofyou.com, which gets updated all the time. So those people who use computers can just look it up on the website and can order it. And it will be available. So it's available in hard copy now in Australia, and it can be mailed out to people. Or people can go to the local bookshop, and if they don't stock it, which many won't, but some do, they can ask for it. And there's a distributor, it's called Dennis Jones and Associates. He's a national Australian distributor, and the bookshop can order it in for them. That's one way. And then from June onwards, people can actually be able to get it from on internet, like from Amazon.com and places like that as well. It's just going there now.
And all profits go to charity?
Yes, we've decided that all of the profits that come from the book are going to be shared in five charities. We've chosen these ourselves, and one of them is medical research, which is here in Australia. It's the Murdoch Institute, the Royal Children's Hospital. And then we've got an international youth mentoring program, which Rotary International runs. It's called Big Brothers, Big Sisters, and particularly for youth mentoring. Then we've got a soup kitchen group, which is in Israel, which serves thousands of people a day who are just hungry and underprivileged people. And then we've got an emergency medical response, which you could call the Israeli Red Cross, if you like. It's called Megin David Adom. That provides immediate medical and emergency response. They're also the first people in Haiti when the earthquake was on recently. So it's not only just for Israel, it's also international. And the fifth one is for education, which is in Israel. There's a group of schools which Rabbi Steinsaltz is involved in, again, for underprivileged people and to help with scholarships for education. So those are the five charities.
Ron is currently on an international tour with his book. And as you've heard, you can get more information about the book at www.mysteryofyou.com. This is 6EBA World Radio supporting our community.